Thousands of supporters of former Seleka fighters have protested at the presence of the French army in the Central African Republic's capital, Bangui. This after three Seleka fighters were killed in clashes with French soldiers. France has militarily intervened in the country to secure its interests. A car bomb kills seven people, including school children, in the town of Umm al-Ahmed in Syria's Homs province. Also, several civilians have been killed in mortar shell attacks in Aleppo. The opposition says dozens of people, including children, have been killed in Syrian government air raids in Aleppo. Iran says expert-level nuclear talks with the P5+1 are scheduled to resume early next year. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says he made the agreement during a phone conversation with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. The two sides have been negotiating in Geneva for 4 days. Visiting Italian foreign minister has met with Iranian president and parliament speaker in the capital, Tehran. Emma Bonino says Rome is eager to expand relations with Tehran in economic, industrial, energy, tourism and scientific fields. She insisted that Italy's interests lie in the expanding and developing ties with Iran. Turkish police have clashed with protesters in Istanbul using water cannons and tear gas to disperse them. The demonstration was originally planned to slam several urban projects by the government, but it soon turned into a rally against the ruling AK Party. Meanwhile, Turkey has sacked another 25 police chiefs involved in a corruption investigation that has targeted cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan described the probe as a smear operation against his ruling party. The probe has led to the arrest of 24 people, including the sons of two government ministers. An Egyptian court has sentenced three activists to 3 years in jail for organizing anti-army protests. The three spearheaded the 2011 uprising against former President Hosni Mubarak. Many people have been jailed since mass protests rocked the country after the army ousted former President Mohamed Morsi in July. Millions of Shia pilgrims from different countries are heading to Iraq's holy city of Karbala to commemorate Arba'in. The occasion marks the end of the 40-day mourning period for the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein, Prophet Muhammad's grandson. Some 15 million pilgrims are expected to converge on Karbala for the event.